Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
John Brown.
Let's talk.
Yes, indeed it is. And the time is exactly 11:30. It is the time when we welcome the team from Spence Clark. Now, 2 months ago, we had the main people of St. Alistair's who came in and told us about 40 years of Spence Clark. And last time, we had the Dynamic Geo, of course. They came in to tell us all about their experiences. But we're back in business now, aren't we? We're back in business because we're finding out we're navigating through the maze once again. And I'm delighted to say back again, regular guest to the show is Javi. Good morning, Javi.
Good morning. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yes.
It's July.
I think so.
But that's last time.
It's been so long, yes. You don't write, you don't call, you don't send flowers.
No.
And, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time. Now, I'm going to get your name all wrong, but I'll try, okay? So, it's Naroa?
Yes.
Right. Naroa, good morning to you and welcome to Talk Radio for the first time. So, and just explain where that name, because I'd never heard that name before. So the name comes from?
It's from País Vasco.
Right, Naroa. Okay, you learn something new every day.
But she is not from País Vasco.
No.
She's not from País Vasco.
I'm from San Pedro Alcántara.
Not Marbella.
No.
That's
very important.
We're standing to attention. Viva! The People's Republic of San Pedro. Well, I'm amazed you're back from the feria, but there you go. Okay, yes. So, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Deep breath.
It will all be fine. If you want to get involved with the show, here are the numbers that you can contact us on.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
Okay, so today we are looking at the obligations for a non-resident owning a property in Spain. Take a deep breath. So here we go again. It's always a thing about tax. It's always can be very confusing. It can be this tax, that tax, what am I paying? What taxes? Let's do the basics. What taxes will I have to pay if I do own a property in Spain?
Well, this really depends on whether or not you rent your property. However, spoiler alert, I'm afraid that both options involve paying tax.
Okay.
Let's start with renting the property. You will need to submit a declaration for the income received during the year. And actually, this is where the discrimination starts from the tax office, as we have two different scenarios. We have EU tax residents, are those and those from the European Economic Area, Iceland, Norway, Liechtenstein. From now on, we will say EU to stop repeating that.
Okay.
Please, no one be offended for that. Those EU tax residents, the tax applicable, the tax rate is 19%. And additionally, the income can be offset with the incurred expenses.
Okay. Then, expenses.
Expenses, okay. Yeah. Then we have the non-EU tax residents, where the tax rate is 24%, and even worse, there is no possibility to deduct expenses. So that is why there is a discrimination there.
You can't. So for the British.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, it's 24%.
24 and no expenses. We will discuss further about this
theme,
but
please do. Right. Okay.
Let's start with the basics.
Okay.
Then the rental income used to be filed quarterly. However, the law changed at the beginning of last year, and now it has to be reported on a 1 yearly declaration. The deadline to submit the declaration is 20th of January each year, meaning that you will need to have all the information regarding the rental income prepared very quickly after the year ends. That's why we recommend our clients to still keep a quarterly log for income and expenses, because this will make the job easier, especially taking account that it needs to be prepared, submitted, and paid just after Christmas.
Yeah, but if you've got that sort of period of the year, it's Christmas. What says Christmas more and the festive season and Noche Vieja and Noche Buena than sitting down to do your yearly
and the bookkeeping and everything?
I mean, that's what I look forward to at Christmas.
You don't want to think about paying taxes at that time. Then, after speaking generally about when the property is rented out, we have the second scenario. If you don't rent your property, you will have to pay what the Spanish tax office called deemed income.
Now, deemed income.
Deemed income.
Deemed income. So yeah. This is a new one. This is interesting.
Interesting. It's renta imputada. It's in Spanish. Basically, it's like, as you have the right to use your own property as a second home because you don't live in Spain, The tax office say, okay, by not using it, you are going to pay income because otherwise you are not making any thing verbal for the country, let's say. That's why they make you pay tax. The deemed income is 1.1% or 2% of the catastral value of the property, depending on if the catastral value has been updated or not since 2012. And the tax rates are just the same that for the rental income. Non-EU tax residents, 24%. EU tax residents, 18%. Of course, against this deemed income, you cannot offset any kind of expenses. And the deadline to submit the annual declaration for the time the property was not rented out on the previous year is 31st of December of the following year.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
So the cadastral value. How do you update the cadastral? Is there an office delegation of cadastral?
Catastro. In essence, they do that when they think that the value is old. So if they do a general revision to, because the cadastral value is different depending on the town of Spain and it depends on the square meters and where is situated the property. From time to time, they decide that the values that they have been using for the catastro are old and need to be updated. That is when there is a revision to the catastral value and when you can use that 1.1% instead of the two. So you cannot do that voluntarily unless you bought a land and you have made a building over there.
But if you have... Is that on the market value?
That's a different thing.
Okay, fine.
That's the valor de referencia.
Ah, thank you.
Which is a different thing. The catastral value is the one that appears in the EBI demand.
Yeah.
In the council tax.
Fine.
And you pay the annual council tax that you pay to the town hall is also based on this catastral value.
Got a quick question here on the WhatsApps. And if you want to get a WhatsApp into the team, then it is +34 645 99 67 95. I think we've covered this, but I'll say it anyway. If you've not covered this, an Irish national living in the UK with an unlet property in Spain, so there's nobody renting it, is it 90% or 24%?
Yeah, that is why I said EU tax residents, because it depends where do you live. It's not your nationality. You could be an Irish national, but if you are living in the UK, what applies is that your tax residency is in the UK and therefore you are not a European member.
Okay.
It's not nationality, because otherwise many. There are some UK nationals that are able to get an Irish passport and they will just still live in the UK, use the passport for the tax and pay the 18%, but that's not the case. And actually in the declaration, you have to put your living address and you will say, I am...
Number 10, the high street.
Yeah, and I will say,
in London or something.
Yeah, you put, I am Mr. Peter Smith. I'm Irish national, but I live in the UK.
Okay.
You have to put that as well.
And then you'll be taxed as a UK.
24%, correct. That's how it works.
Okay. Deadline to submit declaration.
Yeah. The deadline was the end of the year, the end of the following year for any deemed income of the previous one. Of course, the rental income and the deemed income is not the end. Additionally, foreigners are also subject to wealth tax when their share of Spanish assets, which could be, of course, the purchase price of the property, less mortgage, is over 700,000 euros. And there is also your beloved...
My favorite tax in the world, because
Do you want to say it?
It's the grandes fortunas, these massive cigarettes.
Absolutely. When the net value...
People who didn't live in Spain in the 80s and 90s won't understand what a grande fortuna is, but anyway, yes.
Absolutely. No, that applies when the value of the asset is over 3 million euros.
Okay.
The tax rate of the wealth tax varies depending on the region of Spain the property is. And also, we have discussed in other interviews, it is possible to apply the regional wealth tax legislation if this is more favorable for you, as it will be for Andalucía, Madrid, Baleares, etc. This declaration is to be submitted between April and June of the following year.
So the declaration of the wealth taxes is going to go in a separate time to the declaration of your non-resident...
Yeah, actually we have three deadlines.
Yeah.
The one for the rental income, which is January.
Yeah.
The one for the wealth tax or grandes fortunas, which is 30th of June. And then we have the deemed income, which is due before 31st of December.
Okay, fine. So, that covers that bit. So, cadastral value. This is the deemed income based on the cadastral value. What exactly is the cadastral value?
Yeah, we have mentioned this kind of before. In essence, it's a value, monetary value that administration assigns to a property. However, it is always usually much lower than the market value, so it's only used for...
That's going to make a lot of people and the costers very, very happy, because I'm just looking at the
yeah, absolutely. The it's not the purchase price, what appears in the deed, it's cadastral value. So
how does that translate then into tax payable amounts?
Okay. A UK tax resident that owns a property in Spain that is not rented out will pay between 260 euros and 480 euros per year for a property with a cadastral value of 100,000 euros, depending on whether or not the cadastral value has been revised. Between 1,320 euros and 2,400 euros per year for a cadastral value of 500,000 euros. Between 2,640 euros and 4,800 euros per year for a cadastral value of 1 million.
Okay.
Okay. An EU tax resident will pay between 209 euros and 380 euros per year for a property with a cadastral value of 100,000 euros, depending on whether or not the cadastral value has been revised. Between 1,045 euros and 1,900 euros per year for a cadastral value of 500,000 euros. Between 2,090 euros and 3,800 euros per year for a cadastral value of 1 million euros. For a property that is rented out, say for the whole year, with a yearly income of 20,000 euros and expenses in the amount of 10,000 euros, the tax payable amount for a member of EU will be 1,900 euros, whereas a non-EU tax resident will be looking at a tax liability of 4,800 euros. This being due not only to the higher tax rate, but also not being able to offset any expenses from the rental income.
Okay, a question. I thought the tax rate was 24% for
non-tax.
So why wouldn't it be 2,400, or are they just being...
On 10,000. On the
20,000, thank you. 20.
Yeah, on the 20,000 is...
That is why I am here and not working with you guys. Yeah, exactly. About this court ruling, or what I think I heard, maybe some non-EU property owners in Spain could claim the same deductions on rental expenses that EU residents... I mean, what should non-EU, i.e. perhaps British, should they be doing right now, apart from waiting for the final decision, apart from obviously praying fervently? You know, what should they be doing?
As I said before, there was a discrimination between EU tax residents and non-EU tax residents, and actually this has been taken to court by, of course, some professionals. And at the moment, there is a resolution that it's the intention is that both taxes are equal, so that non-EU residents can apply the same deductions than EU tax residents, so that make the, of course, everything fair. And in fact, this ruling could be a game changer, as because in essence it will create, or it will equal the playing field, allowing non-EU owners to do the same as EU owners. However, there is always a however.
There's always a but.
Yeah, it's important to note that this ruling is still provisional, and that the Spanish tax office is likely, well, they will appeal to the Supreme Court. Then, if the ruling stands afterwards, it will mean lower tax bills for non-EU residents in the future. For now, I will say that it's a good idea that those non-EU tax residents that own a property in Spain to speak with a tax advisor about maybe updating their past tax returns. Even though the tax office might reject them for the time being because there is not a final resolution, doing so will keep the door open for potential refunds. In essence, because the prescription period in Spain is 4 years back, but if you do a claim, you are stopping that prescription period. That's why we are encouraging people to, you do a claim now, you interrupt the prescription period so that you can claim more years. Because if the final resolution comes in 2 years' time and you have done nothing for 6 years ago, then you can only claim the last 4 years. But if you start interrupting prescriptions, then you will be entitled maybe for two extra years of doing so.
Because they'll say, well, they will say, aha, you should have done this. They're very good at saying, you should have done this before, yeah.
Yes, that's the main point.
So, that's other taxes. Do I have to pay any other taxes? Will I have to pay as a non-resident? Do I have to pay any other taxes?
Yes, in addition to this, all property owners have to pay the local taxes, which are council and waste taxes. These are determined by the local tax authorities and depend directly on the cadastral value. However, the rate applied varies from one town to another and also can vary from 1 year to another. One of the fun aspects of this
fun
tax...
Fun aspects of tax. Okay, yes, please continue.
is that the local authority consider that you are fully aware of this obligation, and therefore they do nothing if, for whatever reason, you have not paid the tax on time or there were no funds in your account at the payment day. In fact, if you don't notice that these local taxes are unpaid, they will just leave your debt with them to grow with interest and fine until the time you discover the situation or they try to place an embargo in your bank account through the tax office.
Ah, yes, indeed, the old embargo. I love explaining to my British friends about you know, embargo first and then ask questions later. They think it is true. You cannot say, oh, well, I didn't know. Nobody told me.
Not in the local tax.
They go, ah.
No, because the tax office, they are gently enough to send you some letters beforehand, issuing the embargoes. But the local town halls, they say, no, you should have paid this. And after 6 years, they say, no, you owe me 6 years of taxes, plus 20% fine, plus interest.
Pay me everything.
Yeah.
Indeed. So, let's to sum up, if I'm a non-Spanish resident, i.e. I'm UK, not living in Spain, okay? There's a property in Spain that I use for my holidays and to rent out when I'm not using it. What obligations do I have?
Well, first, you will need to file an annual declaration with the rental income. Second, an annual declaration for the deemed income with the period it not was rented. Also, you will have to pay council and waste tax annually. You will also have to file a wealth tax declaration if you are eligible. And finally, apart from this fiscal obligation, it's important to know that in Spain, if you are renting your property for holiday letting, you are obliged to register the property for this use. This may seem like just a little bit of paperwork without importance. However, the fines for not doing this can be incredibly high.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing about, oh, yeah, I'll put it on holiday letting. Yeah, I mean, you are better to get a long-term let with somebody. Okay, so, and there's an article, isn't there, on the website about this? There's an article about the website.
Actually, we have articles about almost everything, so you can always check our website. We will say that afterwards, but www.spenceclark.com.
Indeed, and the great articles. Now, yes. What happens if I go full? Well, I've had enough. This is it. I'm not going to do this. So I decide, right, that's it. I'm going back to the home country. I'm selling my property. I forget all these obligations. What happens when I... Do I just shut the front door and get in the car and go to Malaga and that's it?
Yeah, and the tax office will never ask.
They'll never find me.
They're not used to do that.
Yeah, right.
Well, as you can imagine, this is Spain, so selling the property is not easy or cheap. And apart from the usual legal, notary, agent fees, the sale will also have tax implications, of course. Once the property has been sold, non-residents will have 4 months to file a capital gains tax declaration. This is the Modelo 210. The gain is calculated taking into account the costs related to both the purchase and the sale, of course. And in addition to this, the buyer will also be responsible for withholding 3% of the sale price to be paid to the Spanish tax office as a payment in advance. And this is done through the Modelo 211. And this is important because the seller needs this Modelo because it's a mandatory information that you need to finally declare your capital gains tax declaration. Once the net gain loss from the sale of the property is calculated, if the result is a gain, you have to pay 19%, and here is always 19%. It doesn't matter if you are EU tax resident or not, because the properties in Spain, they say that the capital gains is always subject to the 19% tax, and you can offset costs, which of course, otherwise it would be crazy that you have to pay the gain on the full price. Once you calculate the 18%, you discount the 3% that has already been paid to the tax office, and this can result in either an extra tax payable or even in a partial tax refund. Then, if there is no gain at all, you will have to, well, you are entitled to request the refund of the 3%. Actually, the tax office will go after you if you don't pay the extra tax, but they will say nothing if you don't ask for the refund, of course.
I asked this question on the night before Halloween, but are there any other taxes involved in the sale, either for the seller or for the buyer?
Yes, of course. This is Spain. Mm. The buyer will have to pay either transfer tax if it is a second-hand property or VAT if it is a new construction. The transfer tax varies depending on the region of Spain where the property is. As an example, in Andalucía it's currently 7%, but it's 10% in any region. In addition to everything, the seller will also have to face to plusvalía tax, which taxes the increase of the value of the land where your property is and increases considering the year you have owned the property. This is a council tax with a complex calculation. Fortunately enough, when the property is sold at a loss, this tax does not apply anymore because it used to.
Wow, okay.
This tax is always paid by the purchaser of the property by withholding the funds to the vendor at the time of signing the notary deed.
So now back in the 80s, right, you won't because you're too young, you're a bit, but there was the big thing of people...
I was born in the 80s.
Yeah, thanks, I feel so much better. Thanks, like, you know.
Right, she was so, in the 90s anyway.
That's so. Feet, okay, I'm going home, but so back in the 80s when I bought a house through this is how old I am. I bought a house through a Gibraltar company because you could in those days, offshore companies, right? So obviously, we can't do that anymore. But can you own a Spanish property through a foreign company, and does that have any advantages to you?
Well, that's an interesting question, I will say. It is true that a foreign company owning a property in Spain, for example, is not subject to the deemed income tax. Well, actually, in your case, as you bought the property through a Gibraltar company, when the company is registered in a jurisdiction that is classified as a tax haven by the tax office, they do apply a special deemed income tax. And it's actually higher than the deemed income tax that you have to pay as an individual. So, of course, for Gibraltar or Isle of Man, etc., there is a list of countries that are classified as tax haven by the tax office. You can also find that in our website. Apart from the deemed income tax not being paid or yes, depending on the situation, there is one problem that is currently happening. It's the tax office also checking if these properties owned by foreign companies are being used by the final owners. Mm. And by checking, I mean a person, a tax inspector, knocking at your door, saying hello to you. What are you doing here? How long do you stay in the property? And they give you a paper that you have to respond in 10 days to them. Why? Because if the tax office finds out that you are actually using the property, they made the foreign company have paying rental income tax based on the rental market value of the property, which of course is even higher than the deemed income tax based on the catastral value.
Have they ever made a telenovela of Hacienda? Because they should.
There is one about the Shakira case.
Okay.
There is a serie in, I think it's Netflix. There is one about that. So, and you can see there it kind of reflects the reality of how far they went.
They will come round and knock on your door.
Yeah, they knock on the door, and if they say that you are not there, but you have service, for example, cleaning the property, they will ask them who owns this property.
My servants cleaning my property. Yes.
How long they stay with the year, etc. Yeah. And finally, to complicate things further, there was a change in the wealth tax legislation because properties owned by foreign companies were protected from wealth tax. Mm. But I think it was 3 years ago, 2 years ago, the legislation also changed in this regard. And now non-resident owners owning a property through a company also have to declare the value of the property in the wealth tax. For high value properties, that will mean that you have to declare. In essence, what we recommend, of course, before deciding to purchase a property through a company, of course, seeking tax advice, or if you already have a property through a company, also seek tax advice because maybe it's completely inefficient.
Okay. What other issues can, as a non-resident, could you face when purchasing a property in Spain?
We have mentioned this before, but for example, one recurring problem that we face is that many non-residents, individuals, when they purchase a property, they say, okay, I'm going to go and register in the census, which is not the correct thing to do. Why? As you are not living in Spain, registering the census will be saying to the tax office that you are living in that property. That's your main home, and that's just an open window for the tax office to investigate you.
And they'll go, aha, you see, and they're
being inspected.
Exactly. A lot of non-residents say that, oh, well, you know, hey, it's Spain, this is Spain, it's not going to happen, we don't bother with non-residents because they're never going to check it. That may have been okay 50 years ago. However, Can I get away with this, is the question.
Well, I will say the chances are slim. The tax office has a direct link to the land register. I can cross-check owners and filing almost instantly, making it an incredible easy target for them to open an inspection.
Yeah, they have really got hold of technology. Yeah. They'll be AIing me, you know. Exactly. So what happens if the tax office inspects you?
First of all, the tax office will send a letter to whatever address has been registered with them, and the person will have time to respond the letter. If in this time they do not respond, the process will continue, potentially ending up in paying additional taxes and fines. This is why it is important to have the correct address for a notification set up with the tax office to avoid these issues.
Does that have to be a Spanish address, or can you get it sent to, obviously, if you're in the UK, because you're non-resident?
The tax office allow you to put a non-Spanish address, but you have to rely on the tax office or the correo service going there.
Ooh,
to really...
Yeah, you've got 10 days. Yeah, okay, fair enough. You've talked about this before, but what the Spence Clark Fiscal Representation Service, and that should be a telenovela as well, the Spence Clark Fiscal Representation Service, what is that?
Yeah, we offer that for non-residents or even residents that travel a lot or have an unreliable address. Because for what we were just discussing, we offer this service where we will set up our office address to receive all notifications from the tax office on the client's behalf. And of course, we'll notify the client of any letter as soon as we receive it, along with an explanation of the content and any required action.
So there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of information. My head hurts. Is there anywhere you could recommend that I can look this up in case I've missed anything?
Of course, on our site, you can find a few printable guides that will cover the most important topics that concern, of course, all our clients. In this section, for example, you will find a guide to Spanish taxation on property ownership by non-resident individuals that covers most of what we have discussed.
And I must say that, yeah, it is a good website because the blogs, the articles are really well written. It's not just somebody's put it into a chat engine and it's come out like that. If people want to find out more information about what's going on and take them gently through the world, through the labyrinth, it's not that scary, honestly, but if you've got people who know what they're doing, where is the best place to find you? First of all, online?
Online, www.spenceclark.com. We have a contact section that we will receive any emails and queries from our clients, or, of course, by phone, the 952-822-943. We will be glad to help.
Well, thank you for doing that on the eve of Halloween. I think it's important to talk tax. And thanks for coming in. Great to meet you. So, Javi and Naroa.
Yes.
Got it right. From the People's Republic. San Pedro, don't you dare call it Marbella. Thanks for it. Just give the internet address, the web address, to get in contact one more time, please.
Yes, www.spenceclark.com.
Thank you both so much for your time today.
A pleasure as always.
Welcome.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.